Cock-a-doodle-doo, crowed Henry the Rooster.
Wow, is it morning already?
Asked Terry the Titmouse.
No, go back to sleep, replied Henry. I just pricked my finger on a nail sticking out of my roost.
Oh, that's terrible, said Donnie the Ass. Are you okay?
Tain't too bad. I'll be fine, said Henry. Go back to sleep.
Chickens don't have fingers, thought Terry the Titmouse. What the fuck is this asshole trying to pull?
Listener discretion is advised.
Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, August the 10th, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
gunshots rang out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Tell me why it ain't nothing but a mistake.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N with the G-A-T-O-R.
And I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
Plus, Florida Man versus Tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. So just wanted to remind everybody that coming up in just a week, we are going to have our live recording at Caloosahatchee Jack's in Fort Myers, Florida. That one is on Sunday, August the 19th at 5 p.m.
That's not a week. This is the 10th. That's the 19th. That's 9 days. 9 minus 7 is a week in 2 days.
So it's the following week end.
Yeah.
There's only one other episode between now and the live show.
Correct. That is correct.
This week, I was looking for a lot of stories, and there was just one story that pretty much dominated all of my email alerts and news feeds and everything. The one that was second really didn't lend itself to a good podcasting story, but it's this Drake challenge thing. What's it called? Where the idiots walk in the door of their car with the car rolling down the street, and then they fall or whatever and get run over by their own car. In My Feelings, while they're lip-syncing that song. Have you seen these idiots doing this?
No. I where did you see this?
It's all on Facebook and on YouTube, and I got Google alerts with it. Yeah, some idiot ran, actually a couple of different idiots ran over themselves.
That's natural selection right there, in my opinion.
100%. But people keep coming to Florida.
I hadn't seen that one.
It really doesn't lend itself to this medium, because it's more of a visual thing. You see people walking and dancing, trying to act cool.
Kind of like getting hit in the nuts.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it'd be hard to describe that in audio only.
Yeah. Oh, hey, he got hit in the nuts. That's pretty
much it. So, he's flopping on the ground like a fish out of water.
Yep. Yeah. That's my excuse for this first story being so short. Story number one, Florida man arrested after firing shots out of his car's sunroof on a Clearwater bridge.
On a Clearwater Bridge or the Clearwater Bridge?
On a Clearwater Bridge. A Florida man fired more than 6 shots from a handgun through the open sunroof of his Volvo while driving this morning on the Memorial Causeway Bridge.
Now, where is that?
That is on kind of the barrier islands on the Gulf side of west side of the Tampa Bay.
City?
Clearwater.
Thank you. Okay. Clearwater. I'm thinking Clearwater, not like no. The city. Like
the city Clearwater.
The opposite being dirty water.
Yes. No.
No. Oh, the city Clearwater.
The city Clearwater. Okay. Yes.
I thought it was a bridge over Clearwater.
No. Well,
you have bridge over troubled water, so now you have bridge over Clearwater.
I'm sure up there right now, the water's pretty clear compared to what we've got down here in Southwest Florida.
Yep. Thank you, Lake Okeechobee.
Yeah, the discharge is just disgusting.
I'm gonna school you with this one.
Yeah.
Use the word discharge in a happy sentence.
I finally got my honorable discharge from the military.
Yeah, no. that word discharge just like makes my skin crawl for some reason.
It's one of those words like moist.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
It just sounds
it's the male version of moist.
No, we got to do with male and female. No, because never mind. But it's just, I don't know. It's just that word discharge. It just, it just makes my teeth itch.
Makes your teeth itch.
Yeah.
Okay. The water in this Southwest Florida area right now is really disgusting. It's like
coffee.
It's like pea soup. Thick, green, nasty algae. And we've got red tide everywhere. I was going to take my daughter kayaking last weekend.
Better bring a big paddle.
The red tide was so bad they had a warning. They weren't going to let us
really
rent kayaks. Yeah, so we'll have to do that some other time.
All right, but he shot 6 shots through this open sunroof. All right, but look, in his defense, he's in the safest car that's made.
The Volvo?
The Volvo. So I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, as we discussed on our...
Was he shooting at something?
Unless it was an airplane or a helicopter, probably not.
Unless he just feels like popping a cap.
Jelani Dixon, age 28, of Lutz, was traveling west on the Clearwater Causeway when he began firing his Ruger 40 caliber handgun out the sunroof at 9 a.m.
Well, that's probably not the best time to start taking pop shots out the door window, but...
No.
But he's in a Volvo. It's a safe car is all I'm saying.
Did they put seatbelts on the bullets?
He just went straight up.
They got little airbags on them to...
All right, just read the damn story.
Police said multiple pedestrians were on the bridge when the gun went off, but no one was injured.
Now, see? No one was hurt. It's a safe vehicle.
This did not happen on the 4th of July, so it didn't hit anybody at Busch Gardens.
All right.
Clearwater police officers found and arrested Dixon on South Gulfview Boulevard on the same block as the Clearwater Beach Hotel. If you're from Clearwater, you would know where that is. He was charged with discharging a firearm. There's that word again, discharge.
I don't like it. Here we go back from a callback from the earlier episodes. Why can't you just say he was charged shooting a gun? We have to use fancy words in all of these things. We can't just say shoot. We had to say discharge.
Yes.
Shoot wasn't good enough.
Nope.
I don't get it.
Lawyers. And discharging a firearm from a vehicle in public is a felony. And he's being held in the Pinellas County Jail on a $10,000 bail.
Damn, he couldn't make bail. $10,000 is a lot just for popping shots out the window.
Well, I guess they thought, well, he's driving a Volvo. He might be able to afford it.
True. I mean, that's true. But Anyway, it's a safe vehicle. He wasn't hurting nobody. He just felt like popping some caps off in the roof. Maybe he was pissed off. That's better than like driving through or mulling over people.
True.
He just had to vent.
And it was 9 o'clock in the morning. That's commute
odds
time.
Odds are pretty good. He's on a bridge.
He's waiting
late
for work.
The law of the odds say he hit water with the bullets hit the water.
Okay.
So what's the problem? That's all I'm saying. John Jacob Tinkleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name too. Whenever I go out, the people always shout, there goes John Jacob Tinkleheimer Schmidt. Story number 2. Florida man stole IDs of a Miami Dolphin, a tennis pro, and a Backstreet Boy. Backstreet Boy. What do pro athletes and coaches like former Miami Dolphins, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, and Joe Philbin, and Olympic tennis champ Jennifer Capriati have in common with Backstreet Boys singer Howie Doro? These Florida bold-faced names are all victims of identity theft perpetrated by a Seminole County man, according to the Seminole County Sheriff's Office.
So he pretended to be both professional football players and Jennifer Capriati?
Let's find out. Michael Waters, 48, was arrested Sunday and charged with 22 counts of fraud for using the identification of another person without consent, according to court records.
So you could use the identification of another person if they consent to it?
Sure.
Something tells me that that's...
If I said it was okay for you to steal my identity and you can be me for a while...
I'm still pretty sure that that would count as fraud,
sure,
wouldn't it?
I'm pretty sure that's not a crime, yeah. Bond has been set at $10,000 per charge or $22,000.
Or, if you can do math, $220,000.
Yeah, sorry. I was just about to say that. $22,000. God damn it. Fucking Tito's. Waters, deputies say, wrote and cashed fake checks from these celebrities and others, including retired Major League Baseball players Johnny Damon and Barry Larkin, and former Orlando Magic coach Scott Skiles. Also victims, Orlando area lawyer John Morgan and Broward County property appraiser Marty Kier, who was dumbfounded that he wound up linked with the pro athletes and the pop star, reported the Sun Sentinel. I think he probably made a mistake. I'm definitely not in a league with those folks, Kyra told the Sentinel.
Now, for those of you listening who are not familiar with John Morgan, he is probably one of the most famous Florida residents who is not not a real celebrity. He's basically got his billboard or his face on billboards everywhere throughout the state.
Is that Morgan and Morgan?
Morgan and Morgan, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's basically the face of the biggest. He's basically the biggest class action attorney and personal injury attorney in the state of Florida. He's got this big slogan for the people. Actually, really good guy. One of the more ethical lawyers I've ever come across in my experience. And actually, he was one of the biggest proponents last year of trying to get medical marijuana on the ballot in the state of Florida. Not the guy you want to steal the identity of.
This is another clear case of identity theft, and it shows us no one is immune, Florida Department of Law Enforcement agent Danny Banks told WFTV. The Orlando Sentinel reported that the investigation began in 2015 when Waters was found in a car with his girlfriend in a Home Depot parking lot in Alamante Springs. Officers became suspicious when they saw her doing drugs in the car, and Waters gave officers a false name.
Just getting high in the Home Depot parking lot.
That's the first place I think of. I mean, you go get you some aerosol cans.
Well, that's Walmart.
Oh, that was Walmart, not Depot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I hate Walmart.
Yeah, Home Depot has the cans of paint.
The Florida Department of Law Enforcement said Waters used driver's license numbers and birth dates of the athletes, pop star, and regular folks to write fraudulent checks. After he used these checks to get thousands in goods and services, investigators say he returned the merchandise for cash refunds.
It's a pretty common trick.
The Backstreet Boys, Duro 44, who has been part of the boy band from its launch in Orlando in 93.
Wait, hold on. Are they legally still allowed to use the word boy when he's 44?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Yeah. Became suspicious when collection companies kept calling.
Yeah, it's this guy that's the reason that the Backstreet Boys accounts are in collections,
mm-hmm.
Right? Not the fact that you haven't had a hit song in 18 years. Story number 3, Florida man wielding live gator chases people in a convenience store.
Yeah, I saw this one on video.
Yeah, I think everybody's seen this one on video. A man in Jacksonville brandishing a live alligator chased people in a convenience store where he was purchasing beer, video of the strange episode shows. The man, whose identity has not yet been confirmed, walked into the store holding the gator with his right hand. The animal's mouth appeared to be taped shut, video posted by WTLV shows. "Y'all ain't out of beer, are ya?" the man asked while walking towards the front counter. "Is he taking the last bit of beer? You ain't taking the last bit of beer, are ya?" he said to someone in the back of the store. Moments later, the man with the gator jokingly ran at the other man as people in the store laughed. He then grabbed a 12-pack of beer. Florida wildlife officials are investigating the incident. The video was also shared by a Jacksonville man named Robbie Stratton, who would not confirm if he was the same person who carried the gator in the video,
mm-hmm.
although the picture looks exactly the same.
It's just
a coincidence that somebody exactly like me that posted this video on my Facebook account doing some dumbass thing wearing the same clothes I'm wearing right now.
It's circumstantial.
Absolutely circumstantial. All I have to say is it was all fun and games. Everybody in the store was friends and everyone was laughing and having a good time. No one in the situation was scared or mad, he said via Facebook Messenger. His video had more than 8,000 shares and 300,000 views as of Saturday afternoon.
Did he pay for the beer?
The video cut off before he got to the counter.
I mean, I saw him walking through the store with the alligator.
Yeah, and that was not a tiny alligator.
No, it was
probably
a big
about
alligator.
A 5-footer.
And he wasn't holding with his hand. He was holding with his arm. I mean, he was carrying like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah, just carrying it under his arm.
And that, like I did that motion right there, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, exactly. That motion that all the people listening can see.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I just want to know if he paid for it or not.
You know,
he didn't get arrested for theft. I mean, they didn't press charges.
No, so, yeah, apparently he paid for it.
So what is the wildlife people investigating? Cruelty to animals?
Probably something, molesting a gator or whatever.
They molest it.
Again, legal words. That's what molest means, bother. But
no, it doesn't.
You remember the guy that threw the alligator into the Wendy's drive-thru window?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got charged with something, too. So anyway, let's move on to our quiz. Now it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist.
Florida Man
or tourist.
Yes. Each week, I give a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a year or more.
Year or more.
Or a tourist, meaning he never stayed in Florida for longer than a vacation.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there. Mm-hmm. So we're not doing that tonight.
Oh, no?
No, we're not.
I have one all lined up.
Yeah, well, we're not going to do that tonight. We're going to save that one.
All right, what are we doing?
I come up with my own.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Game. Had a few extra minutes at lunch today. Put together my own damn quiz. I had so much fun with the first one, so I came up with Phil's quiz version 2.
Okay.
Ready, biatch?
Sure.
Are you sure?
I'm
we can
sure.
do your little dinky little quiz if you want to, but I mean, this
well,
is pretty
good.
I'll
save it for next week. I'll save
you
going to
save it?
Week.
All right. Yeah. I wouldn't surprise you. Are you surprised?
Well, somewhat, yes. This is, somewhat? Is the whole... You know, it's been 13 episodes and you've done it twice.
That would be a surprise, right?
Playing the odds.
Yep. All right. So the first one I did was involving animals and our critters mm-hmm. of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This one I ran upon in a little thing I like to strangeness around. We've talked about the animals of Florida, so now we're going to talk about the laws of Florida.
Oh,
we talked about
Jesus.
Some of the... You know, the wordings of things and big words they like to use and this stuff. Now we're going to talk about these laws that are still on the books in the state of Florida that make you say, You ready? We're going to give you multiple choice, A, B, or C, just as before.
Jesus.
All right. First one. These are real, by the way. I checked them out. Well, they're on the internet, so they have to be real.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. You ready? Which of these garments is it illegal for men to wear in public? In the state of Florida. Is it A, a miniskirt, a B, a tube top, or C, a strapless dress? Which law is on the book that says it's against the law to wear one of these?
For a man to wear.
For a man to wear. Is it a miniskirt, a tube top, or a strapless dress?
Okay, so usually these stupid laws go back quite a ways.
Yes, they do.
So, miniskirts and tube tops. Miniskirts really were an invention of the 60s, and tube tops were kind of a 70s thing, but strapless dresses have been around a lot longer, so I'm going to go with that one.
You're going to go with strapless dresses?
Yes.
So I'm writing them down. I got it.
I've got a pen, too, just to keep you honest.
Okay. You said strapless dress.
See, yes.
All right, question number 2. Which of these activities is it illegal to engage in while wearing a bikini or swimsuit in public? Is it A, singing, B, dancing, or C, drinking? Is it illegal to engage in singing, dancing, or drinking while wearing a bikini or swimsuit in public?
By drinking, you mean drinking alcohol?
Alcohol, yes.
Okay. Now, I've seen women dancing in swimsuits. I've seen women drinking in swimsuits, so I'm going to say singing.
Singing,
yes,
is your answer. Okay. Which... All right, question number 3. Which of these specific animals is it illegal in Florida to have sex with? Is it A, the armadillo, B, the porcupine, or C, a possum? On the books in the state of Florida, which of those animals is it illegal to have sex with? The armadillo, the porcupine, or the possum?
I'm going to go with armadillo.
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 Okay. Question number 4. Which citrus fruit is it against the law to sell on the streets of Miami? Is it A, oranges, B, grapefruits, or C, limes?
On the streets of Miami.
Yep. Is it oranges, grapefruit, or limes?
So I can't see that there would be much of a call for a lime.
Coronas. Duh.
Yeah, but you buy the Corona and they give you the lime for free. What? Unless that's how they got around that law. Mm-hmm. They sell you the beer and get the lime for
free.
So they're not selling you a lime.
You use your own deduction there, but in the city of Miami, the streets of Miami, which of these fruits is it illegal to sell?
You know, I'm just going to go with the most common one. I'm going to say orange.
Orange. Okay. Number 5. It is required you have a license in the state of Florida to perform this specific activity. Is it A, ride a horse, B, ride a bike, or C, ride a skateboard? Which of those activities does it require a license?
I'm going to go with horse.
Horse.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Did you think that was fun?
Not in the least.
Uh-huh. That's still for the president's bullshit you threw back on me like in episode 3. All right. So here we go. So the first question was, which of these garments is it illegal for men to wear in public? You said between the miniskirt, the tube top, and the strapless dress, you said strapless dress, and you're correct.
Okay.
It is the strapless dress.
One for one.
It is technically, according to the books in Florida, illegal for men to wear a strapless dress.
But they can wear one of the straps?
Apparently.
Okay.
And Klinger proved that to us.
He was in Korea.
True. All right. You said question number two. Which of these activities is illegal to engage in while wearing a bikini or swimsuit in public?
Mm-hmm.
Between dancing, singing, and drinking, you said singing.
That is correct.
And that is actually correct.
All right. 2 for 2.
It is illegal. And that's the headlines were, that's why you don't see karaoke bars on the beach. It is against the law. It's not enforced, but technically okay. It's against the law to sing in public while you're wearing a swimsuit.
Okay. Well, I've seen girls at certain clubs wearing bikinis and dancing.
All right. So number 3.
And then not wearing bikinis and dancing.
All righty. You said which of these specific animals is it illegal in Florida to have sex with?
Mm-hmm.
It was between the armadillo, the porcupine, and the possum.
I went with the one that...
You went with armadillo.
That seemed the most friendly.
Yep. It's actually the porcupine.
The porcupine, huh? Okay.
Yep. Ask the 2 people in Russia by which the law was written for. Now the law was written, and I read this story, and it was 2 tourists from Russia came to Florida and decided to debunk the law and was going to do it anyway.
And
had too many drinks, and they tried to sodomize a porcupine. And
the punishment would be the act itself.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time getting quills out of their genitals.
So that does, to me, that doesn't need to be.
That's again back to natural selection.
Yeah,
but it's actually a law. You cannot have sex with a porcupine. Who'd have thunk it?
A law of nature.
All right, so you missed that one. What citrus fruit is it against the law to sell on the streets of Miami? It was between oranges, grapefruit, and limes. You said oranges, and you're actually correct.
All right.
So you won this one.
Check
it is against
out.
The law to sell oranges on the streets of Miami.
I would think that would be like a tourist thing. Just blocks traffic because all the tourists
Florida
oranges.
Explain that.
Okay.
All right. Lastly, you required to have a license in Florida to perform this specific activity. It was between ride a horse, ride a bike, or ride a skateboard. You said ride a horse. It's actually ride a skateboard.
Really?
You need a license to ride a skateboard in the state of Florida. It is not enforced, but it is a law on the books.
Interesting. Where do you get that license?
I have no idea. It's not enforced, but there is an actual law.
So some cop sees you riding a skateboard and
they want
he can be a
jerk? Yep.
Ask you for your license, huh?
That is correct. All right, so you won that one.
I did.
But for shits and giggles, I got 2 more for you.
Okay.
These I found interesting, and okay. I should have substituted a couple of them. Which of these bodily functions is it illegal to perform in public after 6 p.m.? Is it burping,
farting, or both?
I'd go with farting.
Yep, it is against the law to fart in Florida after 6 p.m. I would have been in jail 6 years ago and still be there.
Constantly. Violent reoffender.
I cannot hold it till 6. I am sorry. Elevators, it don't matter. That's my favorite. That's the best
one. Oh, I did that the other day at work.
Do a drive, but think of then rip it and then walk out and then let somebody walk into it.
Yep, exactly.
That's some funny-ish.
There's somebody from another department. I've never seen him before or since.
And rip it in the elevator, then walk out, and then realize, yep. Oh, my God. And just, like, leave, and they walk right into it.
Yeah, they did that last week.
All right. And the last one, this one's just for a little bonus here. Believe it or not, which of these thrills, is it illegal for an unmarried woman to perform on Sundays? Is it surfing, parachuting, or wrestling an alligator?
Oh, it's got to be wrestling an alligator.
Negative. It's parachuting.
Parachuting, huh?
It is in Florida law. It is against it in on the books of Florida. It is against the law for an unmarried woman to parachute on Sundays.
But a married woman can?
Yep. Go figure.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that was odd. This just goes to show that there's no
and
no
you wonder why we have Florida
reason.
Men.
Yeah.
They seriously. Don't know the law. They don't know what laws they're breaking or not.
Exactly.
I can't screw a porcupine. I can't jump out of an airplane if I'm a woman.
But apparently you can screw an armadillo.
Yeah, you can. That's illegal. And I read this one. I didn't put it in here. It is illegal in the city of Sarasota to tie up your elephant to a parking meter.
Well, that I understand because the Ringling Brothers Circus used to be headquartered in Sarasota.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And they can't tie their elephants to a parking meter, so there's a law against that.
Correct.
I learned that. There's 50 of them. We may do this again. All right, story number 4. Florida man caught trying to steal an ice cream truck.
Yeah, the reporter got a real scoop on this one.
You had to write that down so you wouldn't forget it?
Well,
please tell me, God. Please, dear God, tell me you didn't write that down. The officer had a real scoop. Yeah. Jesus. That's sad. Okay. Okaloosa County deputies said a man was caught while he tried to steal an ice cream truck.
Yeah, he was a real Baskin robber.
You're going to do this the whole, every sentence I read, you're going to come back with these?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the police had to call in the bomb pop squad.
You're really proud of yourself.
I am. Yep.
The crime occurred just after midnight on Friday, July the 27th. Investigators said the ice cream truck owner's girlfriend saw a 30-year-old William Grappy take the vehicle from a home on Angler Avenue.
Yeah, he stole the truck on a Friday, but they recovered it on a Sunday.
Is that Sunday?
His female roommate said that she's not his girlfriend, he's just her nutty buddy. But when they raided the house, they found him spooning her.
I'm not going to laugh at any more of those. According to the sheriff's office, the girlfriend followed Grappy, and he ditched the ice cream truck behind a gas station on Miracle Strip Parkway and ran away.
Yeah, Miracle Strip Parkway, that's a rocky road.
Deputies caught Grappy, and he said he apologized for being an idiot.
Well, at least he had some good humor about that.
He is charged with burglary, grand theft of a motor vehicle, and possession of marijuana.
Yeah, they charge him with grand theft froyo. And but the cherry on the top of this story,
of course, there's
is that authorities thought he was a flight risk, so in case he goes bananas and splits town, they froze his assets.
The ice cream truck owner told deputies the keys were left inside the unlocked vehicle.
Yeah, you know, if he goes to prison, he'll definitely be getting a fudgesicle from his chubby hubby in his butter pecan.
All right. Next time when we have one of these, you need to tell me beforehand. 'Cause that is the worst
Bit of possible humor I've heard. Swear to God, if you had a man card, I'd take it.
Come on, those are dad jokes.
Oh, yeah. That'll get us over the subscription obstacle we've been looking for. All righty.
It was a real shake-up in the community.
Yeah, it was. That's it, yeah. I don't understand why I put myself through this. It's a simple concept. You see the stories. You copy the stories. You read the stories. You comment on the stories. Okay. And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just like iOS 11 user Jason, who left us a review.
We had a review?
We had a review. And the title of the review is First and Favorite Comedy Podcast. I was on the Florida Man subreddit and saw a post about making a Florida Man podcast. I looked into it and downloaded the audio file. The next day, I listened to it with my best friend, and we both laughed our heads off in public. We also interrupted someone's phone call because of our laughter. Together, we have since explored the world of comedy podcasts and had a great time. P.S. We're not gay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jason.
Well, thanks, Jason. We appreciate that.
You can also listen and find the show notes on our new web. We have a new website?
Yes. We covered this last week.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Yes, right. Florida Men Podcast, D-O-T-C. Oh, FloridaMenPodcast.com. For those of you who don't know, Joel writes the show notes, and he won't put .com. He has to spell out .com.
Somebody's old-ass eyes don't see the dot sometimes. And just
I
says,
see the damn dot.
So don't forget our live recording coming up on August 19th at 5 p.m. in Fort Myers, Florida. Details are on our website and social media.
Speaking of social media, you can like us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Twitter at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Was BR549 not available?
No, it was not.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen. Or, to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
Our paid subscribers get lots of extras. Head on over to our page at Patreon to see what they are. And we do have extras now because Patreon subscribers get VIP seating at our live show.
Okay. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.
Friday, August the 10th.
My wife's 40th birthday.
Nice. Excuse me. I'm not reading this because I'm going to get confused. And I don't know what the fuck this means. So I got cock.
Yeah,
cock, tit, prick, ass, taint. fucking asshole.
Yeah. It's so, a children's story.
Okay, well, you're going to have to,
I'll read it. I'll read it. It was meant to be read as if you're reading a child a bedtime story.
So, okay, well then right. you read the children's bedtime story because I don't get it.
And so. I'm going to put some like music box music underneath it to make it sound.
Sounds perfect. Yeah,
yeah, here we go. What the fuck is this asshole trying to pull? Listener discretion is advised.
I got nothing. I have no idea what the fuck that is.
Thought I'd try something different this time.
Oh yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, absolutely. Coming to you from America's Wang. Blah, blah, yeah.
You choked on that Wang.
Shut the fuck up. What do pro athletes and coaches like former Miami Dolphins, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, and Joe Philbin, and Olympics tennis champ Jennifer Capriati have in common with Backstreet Boys singer Howie. I completely fucked that whole sentence up. Howie what?
You stumbled on Taylor.
I did. I'm trying to read through the microphone.
Yeah, I have to lean to the side too. Doro, I think is how you pronounce his
Doro?
Name.
Doro? All right.
Let's go with that.
Speaking of social media, you can like us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Twitter at Florida Podman. I'm going to do that one again.
Mm-hmm.
So, Phil. Oh, that's... Fuck. Speaking of social media, you can like us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Twitter at Florida Pod. Fuck me. I'm going to get through this damn show.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of social media...
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease and do not imply
I can't do it.